1620-94.5 WTAW. These are comments from the April 28th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where the council selected a general contractor to be in charge of renovating what was the Fire Department Station 1 building in front of the new City Hall on Texas Avenue, a nearly $4 million construction contract approved for what will become the home of College Station's Tourism and Economic Development offices. Public Works Director Emily Fisher says the project might be completed in 6 to 8 months.
That has a big asterisk. We're seeing really long lead times on materials. For example, HVAC units are 25 weeks out.
Fisher was asked about furniture that's in the current tourism office.
We will be meeting with the furniture provider for this building to help us kind of get an idea of the costs for that. But we are going to reuse the furniture we have now.
While the council approved the contract for a guaranteed maximum price, City Manager Brian Woods raised a possible exception prior to the unanimous vote.
Saw one where they figured out there was a cave and right. You know, some of these other things, that some crazy thing that could happen, that you look at it and you say, okay, from a fairness perspective, this was not something anybody foresaw.
Woods also responding to Mayor Carl Mooney's comment about a burnt orange color of the brick in the awning and the architect's rendering in the renovated building. Woods says the brick and awning color matches the new City Hall.
Please tell me that that is not burnt orange. I'm looking mostly at the awning that that wraps around.
Look at the roof color on this building, that brown.
All right, it just it just appears burnt orange.
A double-edged sword of computer renderings.